With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says his administration's warnings to cartels against using boats to send drugs toward the United States is working.
We have noticed that there are no ships in the ocean anymore. We're seeing that there's like no ships, no, you know, when the first one we went, there were hundreds of boats. Now there are no boats. I wonder why, meaning no drugs are coming across.
And the president says he will save America's large cities, but there's a lot to do.
We got to go and save our big cities, our great cities. Chicago's a great city, and we're going to make it great again very soon, and I think we can do that.
Former West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says that Democrat leader Chuck Schumer of New York was motivated by political theater when he tried to abolish the filibuster in 2022. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew with that story.
Manchin says in a new book, Schumer was not interested in legitimate debate on the filibuster when he led the effort to end it, but rather, quote, he wanted a spectacle. He wanted a vote he could weaponize, a moment he could broadcast to the radical left to prove his loyalty. Schumer was under pressure at the time from hard left Democrats who suggested it might be time for new, more progressive party leadership. Manchin makes a claim in his new book, Dead Center in Defense of Common Sense. Bob Agnew reporting.
A very nice tribute Monday. Vice President J.D. Vance guest hosted Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House. He expressed his desire to pay tribute to his late friend. In the meantime, a memorial service honoring the life of Charlie Kirk will take place Sunday in Arizona. President Trump says he'll be there. And the service will be broadcast live on many of these same radio stations across the nation. This is SRN News. Can Christians disagree about President Trump?
Evangelicals are one of Mr. Trump's key blocks of support, but not every Christian in America voted for him. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most believers don't have any problem with that. The survey reveals that 80% of self-described Christians say that followers of Christ can disagree about the president. 11% say opposing him is fundamental to being a Christian, while 7% say supporting him is fundamental. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium's prime minister traveling to neighboring Germany over the weekend for a concert led by an Israeli conductor whose appearance was canceled by a Belgian festival. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz thanked Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever in a social media post early Sunday for his strong signal of solidarity. De Wever attended that concert given in Essen on Saturday night. This is SRN News. A coalition of unions representing about half of Long Island Railroad employees averting a strike, at least for now, by asking President Trump to establish an emergency board. Service will continue on the busiest commuter railroad in North America while the emergency board does process and gets that underway. A strike could occur next May. Gilman Lang of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers says they do not want a strike.
We understand the hardship it would cause, and we'll do everything possible to avoid that outcome. And while the MTA is willing to use commuters to play a game of chicken with our unions, days before Long Island is to host an international event, we will continue being the adults in the room. And we refuse to let New York State and the MTA embarrass our region on the world stage.
And more details at srnnews.com.